Cool. Hello, everybody. I'm Puck T, and I'm 23 years old, and I just like to talk about my life journey so far. So I think my life journey has been quite interesting, to say the least. Actually, to begin with, as a child, I used to be quite lively and bubbly, and until experience of death made me question life and move my life in a different direction. But this direction proved to be quite destructive. Basically, I thought I needed to achieve and become like a great computer scientist. So I decided to pursue like this path of like knowledge. But this led to my heart being like led and being filled by bitter envy and selfish ambition. But the Bible actually warns against this. And this led my life becoming like becoming a meaningless, and it's just becoming a life a pursuit of endless like list assignments, so just constantly working. With this pride and selfish ambition in my heart, my relationships with people began to suffer, and I became more entrapped in bitter envy and selfish ambition. So this led my soul sort of to become like, my soul fell into darkness, and I became blinded by it. It was quite a hard period for me, because I just focused straight on doing my work, basically achieving as much as I could, like getting the highest mark. Like I would be constantly every day doing assignments, like constantly like always striving for more. But this led to my relationship becoming one-sided, like really selfish based sort of thing. So it's sort of like, it was quite hard for me to get out of that like bubble. But I think the word of God says, do not love the world or anything in this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Basically, the love of God is truly the most valuable thing in this world the world can provide. Basically, with the love of Jesus and God's light, I was able to move forward in walking in love and slowly but surely experience God's joy in my life. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking and not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. So just like to give a shout to my family, who's been like really, really great and supportive during like times of like unsettled times. They've been great in the past 2 years, helping me along the journey. So I'm also grateful for the loving community at BCEC. So you've been great in supporting me during this tormenting time, and you've been great in sharing God's comfort and compassion with me. I'd just like to ask everyone that follows the Jesus to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Praise God, his love endures forever. Amen.